Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, Trader Cobb here. Welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Hope you are all very, very well and had a great weekend. If you are over in other lands, and you may still be on your weekend as it is Sunday evening in many parts of the Northern Hemisphere. So welcome to this week's, well, the first Crypto Daily Wrap, basically going through and telling you what I'm seeing on a Monday. And look, I've got to be honest with you guys, there's not a lot happened. Not a lot happened over the weekend. I had thought that we might go on to test 11.7. That's 11,700 on our quest and voyage up towards 12,700. But of course, that did not happen. And what we saw was a pretty relaxed weekend in the markets, to be absolutely honest with you. I mean, look, Bitcoin ultimately does continue to look very, very bullish. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind about that at all. It is bullish. It is moving well. And, you know, 11.7 is still the first number. But as I went through and did a scan of the top 100, I actually started to see some things. Like, for example, I'm literally right now, as I talk to you, looking at the Ripple chart against the dollar. And Ripple's up 14% right now. It's just broken through a level of resistance on the charts. And a lot of my members, I do a daily top 100 scan for all of my live trading floor members, so they can actually listen to me and watch me do my market scan of the top 100 live. Now, Ripple was one that I spoke about. And it got me to thinking, you know, the difference between investing and trading, and look, they can come together in the sense that, look, for me, and this is not financial advice, you know, it never is. I never give it financial advice. You always make your own decisions, do your own thing. Anything that I say within this in this podcast is not financial advice. It's basically just a chat and a bit of a yarn, have a bit of a go at what's going on out there to let you know what I'm thinking, really. And just to give you something to listen to. But look, you know, with Ripple, for me, I mean, I know a lot of people in the community don't really like Ripple because they think it's, you know, giving power back to the banks and whatnot. Well, that's fine. You know, whatever you think, whatever sort of rules you play by, I'm cool with. But for me, I'm an inclusive guy. I don't think crypto is just for us. I think crypto is for everybody. Yes, I want it to give power back to the people. And it's doing that, but mass adoption is required for us to truly have a sense of that being, you know, coming to fruition. Now, with Ripple, I think they've done a great job. Obviously, they're a top 10 token. They've got a lot of big players working with them, using their product, and I don't see anything negative about that at all. I mean, effectively, they've chewing from the banking world cherry, and they're also chewing from the crypto world cherry in the form of a token, and they've married the two together very, very well. Now, what it got me to thinking, as I say, was the difference between trading and investing. And look, because I believe that Ripple is a sound-looking project, everything I've read about it, everything I've learned about it, it was actually my first investment in crypto, was Ripple, because it is, in my view, a strong business, you know, as far as the crypto space goes, and a strong reason for existing. When we combine that with technical analysis, which is what I do, I mean, primarily I'm a trader, right? I look at charts. I read charts. I'm an expert on that. When you get these two marrying together, like, you know, good fundamental outlook and a good technical entry, well, you really get the perfect storm. And look, with Ripple today, I put it out to my members, and I'm saying, you know, this could be a higher low here on the daily, and a breakout through that resistance. I was sort of suggesting that I might look at it with no leverage and look to build an investment position. Now, of course, the issue that I had was that as I was saying this, it actually broke up through the resistance and took off. So it's you know, it's moved. I'm looking for a pullback back to that old level of resistance. And if you want to go and have a look, I mean, you might have your trading view charts open as you listen to this or not. And, you know, the level, if you look at it on, say, a 4-hour time frame, the level is about 97 cents, just shy of $1. And it's broken straight up through $1. And it's looking very, very strong at the moment. But a pullback back into that old resistance level might actually offer opportunities. But yeah, it's just interesting because, you know, with trading and investing, often people will be on one side or the other. And I don't believe that at all. I believe that if you're going to be investing in any market, then you need to be, you know, truly become a fund manager, whether it's your money, somebody else's money, or whatever. If you're going to be involved in the market, why would you hold yourself back from having something? Why would you limit your horizons? Why would you pull yourself back from opportunity? And that's really why I think that, you know, in everyone who's investing and you know, as a hodler, who buys and holds and does all that sort of stuff. And they said, oh, well, I'm not really a trader. I'm not going to look to trade. I'm more of a holder. I'm more of an investor. Hey, that's fine, but you've got to have trading as part of that mix because, you know, at the end of the day, you're managing your portfolio. And if you've got, if there's only one thing that I can help you with, and that's going short to hedge your portfolio when we do have, you know, crypto winters, then, you know, that's one tool that you really need to have. And I think a lot of people miss that. It's really important that, yes, you can do your fundamental analysis. Absolutely, that's important to be able to find good projects to buy and hold short, medium, and long term. I couldn't agree more with that. But you also need to have the ability to be quite dynamic within this marketplace. You know as well as I do, the crypto is an absolutely crazy animal. It can fly off the handlebars to the upside. It can do the same to the downside. And being prepared and having a bit of an understanding and a structured approach to your trading, that's going to really benefit you. Now, whether you do it with me or anybody else, it doesn't really matter. My point is not to try and get you to do my courses right now. My point is aimed towards open your mind, think about what it is that you're doing out there in the space. Are you able to monetize every direction of move? Are you able to hedge your portfolio in the case of a downturn? And more importantly also, can you spot on a chart when these sorts of downturns may actually come about? Now, this is a hugely important part of it. It is a part of your risk management for your portfolio management. And if you can't short, if you can't hedge, and if you don't know what to look out for when the market's about to fall, then you really, really have found your weakness there. It's something you must work on. As I say, whether you work with me or somebody else, it doesn't matter. You can go to the website, tradercobb.com. I've got a huge amount of free content there underneath the market blogs section. I've got videos explaining everything I do the whole way throughout the entire website. Something else to look at is go to my Twitter, TraderCobb, COBB, TraderCobb one word. You can jump on Twitter. You can see my tweets there. You can go onto Facebook. It's Craig Cobb, COBB, and you'll find me there, Craig Cobb brackets TraderCobb, and you'll see posts there as well. I'm also on Instagram as TraderCobb, and you'll also able to go and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Also, guess what the name is? TraderCobb. So jump onto all those socials, start to plug yourself in, understand what's going on out there, and look, start to challenge yourself to find more ways than just buying and holding. Because if you're not doing that, you really are putting yourself at a disadvantage. That's today's wrap, guys. And one more thing I'm going to ask you is this. As this podcast is new, I'm trying to get a good rating on iTunes and across all the podcasting world. So what I do request is this. If you like it, please go and write a review. If you could write a review and give me 5 stars or whatever stars you believe that this value is, I really, really appreciate that, guys, because it helps me to get higher up into the podcast rankings and it looks after me. I'm trying to look after you. If you can help to look after me, I'd really appreciate it. And of course, as always, share across all your socials, guys. Have a fantastic day. I'll be back again tomorrow with my little wrap on crypto for tomorrow. Have a great day, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.